The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 321. Cynthia. Don't touch him. Benedict exclaimed and used his arm to stop his granddaughter. Grandfather, what are you doing? Didn't you see how badly injured Leon is? We need to send him to the hospital as soon as possible. Cynthia panicked and stomped her feet anxiously. Her tears were about to burst out of her eyes. It's all right. He's using his energy to recover now. Besides, don't forget how good his medical skills are. I'm sure he has a way to heal himself. There's no need to send him to the hospital, Benedict comforted. With Leon's excellent skill in practicing medicine, it would be useless for them to send him to the hospital if he could not heal himself. Cynthia followed her grandfather's side and looked over. Leon closed his eyes and sat on the grass with his legs crossed. He used his energy to heal his injury. Seeing that with her own eyes, Cynthia was less worried. Despite that, she continued to gaze and monitor Leon's movement. Her face still looked very worried. Leon, it's all my fault. I'm the one who did this to you. Please, you need to recover. I promise I'll do anything as long as you recover, she sniffed her nose. Her eyes turned red. She couldn't contain her tears from falling anymore. As one of the people who was involved in the danger, she knew exactly how dangerous the situation was. Leon risked everything just to save her. That was why he was badly injured. A life for another life. He used his life in exchange for her safety. It happened the same as last time. When she was in danger, Leon also saved her by risking his life. And it happened again now. Teenage girls were prompted to be gullible with things like this. She was deeply touched by Leon when he risked his own life just to save her. Her heart melted. Her eyes seemed to be glued to Leon's sharp and distinctive facial features. The passion and affection she never had for anyone slowly appeared in her heart. Leon was sitting in the middle of the energy convergence circle. He used the circle to absorb spiritual energy from the surrounding. As he suppressed his injury, he slowly merged the random spiritual energies in his body. Fortunately, Lady Luck was on his side. The energy convergence circle was able to supply an ample amount of spiritual energy. Although it was quite slow in supplying, it was enough for him to use it to suppress and merge the random spiritual energies. After a while, Leon's pale was no longer pale. His cheeks were starting to look rosy. Obviously, he was looking a lot better than before. Shortly, his body trembled when the last spiritual energy was merged into his body. It was a blessing in disguise. His power level successfully reached the peak meditation phase from the advanced meditation phase. A rank as a sage equaled 2 ranks in martial arts. Now that his ability surpassed advanced innate state, he was just at the borderline to reach peak innate state. Since he was a martial artist and a sage art practitioner, he could definitely have a chance to defeat a peak innate state martial artist if he used his true energy wisely. Even when the true energy in his body was weak. In another word, he was just second to a supreme master. Leon, are you all right? Are your injury better? Cynthia was worried and anxious when she saw Leon opening his eyes. Her voice was slightly trembling too. I'm fine. I've recovered. Don't worry about me, Leon said with a smile. He patted away the dust from his body and stood up. That's terrific. God bless you. Cynthia was overjoyed and ended up with happy tears rolling down her face. She could not control her emotion anymore and threw herself into Leon's arms. What? Leon was dumbfounded. It was in his wildest dream to have Cynthia hugging him. His arms remained stiff and straight in the air. He did not know what to do with them as it seemed inappropriate with hugging her and not hugging her. Chapter 322. Leon was not alone. Benedict and Harvey were both dumbfounded too. They exchanged looks with each other. Soon, they understood what was going on. Cough, cough, Benedict pretended to cough after realizing it. It pulled Cynthia out of her emotional breakdown. Only then did she realize her action was inappropriate. Her cheeks turned rosy as she quickly left Leon's arms. Her head was lowered because she did not dare to make eye contact with him. Leon thought she was just overjoyed and too impulsive, so he did not think too much about it. Leon, I'm grateful for you. Not only did you save Cynthia's life, but you also helped her to reach the intermediate innate state. The things you did for my family are too much. How can I ever repay you? Benedict said gratefully. Both Harvey and Cynthia were very grateful too. Especially Cynthia. Her eyes were shimmering with colors and her heart was falling for someone. Elder Shear, you are too kind. I was the one who neglected it. If I reminded Cynthia earlier on, then none of this would happen, Leon apologized with a smile. It's not your fault. This silly girl was too reckless. Anyway, it's wonderful that both of you are safe now, Benedict replied. After both parties socialized for a bit, Leon adjusted his condition and was prepared to continue where he left off. Leon, you were hurt just now. I think it's better to stop creating the alchemical pill today. It's not too late. For you to rest for 2 days to recover your body before you start to create the alchemical pill, Benedict advised. Harvey and Cynthia both nodded to show their agreement. That's all right. I'd recovered and I can create the alchemical pill as normal. You don't have to worry about me, Leon shook his head and smiled. He suffered a minor internal injury due to the backlash of the spirit nurturing pills. Now that he solved the random spiritual energies in his body, his power level increased and his injury recovered too. All right then. Benedict failed to persuade Leon and therefore, he could only agree to let Leon continue. Later, Leon started to create the third pot of alchemical pills. To save time, he threw two wild panax that were around 270 to 280 years old into the alchemy pot. The two shared similar medicinal properties and they were also around the same years. It was not necessary to separate them. In the end, Leon successfully created around 230 to 240 energy nurturing pills from that pot. The same went for the rest of the ingredients. Organizing and throwing the wild panax with similar years into the same pot. Those around 200 years were thrown together. Whereas 150 years old wild panax were grouped and thrown together and the 100 year old wild panax belonged together in one pot. It was evening when Leon finally tired himself out. All in all, he created at least 10,000 and more energy nurturing pills. After a discussion, they categorized those energy nurturing pills into four categories. The four categories were premium energy nurturing pill, first grade energy nurturing pill, second grade energy nurturing pill and third grade energy nurturing pill. Among all of them, the premium grade energy nurturing pill had the best effect. It was created from wild panax that was more than 300 years old. Since the quantity was limited, Leon and the shears were leaving those to themselves. The first grade was created from the 200 years old wild panna, the second grade was from the 150 years old, and the third grade was from the 100 years old ones. Each of the energy nurturing pills had a different cost and therefore, the effect was different too. Leon promised to create other pills such as beauty pills, life, prolonging pills, styptic pills, and so on. However, it was too late now, so he would only create them tomorrow. Leon, based on my rough calculation, you have created at least 360 premium energy nurturing pills. Chapter 323. Since we're the ones who supplied the ingredient and you are the one who created it, theoretically speaking, both parties get half the credit and so are the pills. Benedict took out 180 energy nurturing pills to pass to Leon. I don't need that many. I already took a bottle of spirit nurturing pill just now. You just need to give me 100 energy nurturing pills. Leon shook his head and only took away 100 premium energy nurturing pills. If it was in the past, he would leave all the pills to the shears. Now that he was both a sage and a martial artist, he required the pills. And so did Iris and Louisa. Thank you very much, Benedict smiled. The Shears was an ancient martial art family. The premium energy nurturing pill would do many goods for the family. He was grateful that Leon only took away 100 of them and left the remaining to his family, so he did not reject the kind offer. After they distributed the pills, Leon stayed for dinner because Benedict insisted on treating him to dinner. He only left after dinner. At the Dragon Bay Villas. Louisa hopped over to welcome Leon when he was back. Leon, where did you go? Why are you back so late? Before Leon could say anything, Louisa cut him off. Let's go. I'm waiting to train. I don't want to waste any more time. She pulled Leon and Iris together to head toward Leon's bedroom. When they entered the bedroom, Iris noticed Leon was carrying a black color bag. She asked curiously, Leon, what are you carrying? Oh, it's the makeup I specially curated. They are for you too. He took out the makeup that he prepared in advance to win favor by giving those makeup to Iris and Louisa. Makeup from the Elegante group. Leon. You're so sweet. I'm touched by your thoughtfulness. Louisa's eyes twinkled. Every girl had the desire to look pretty and attractive. She was not the exceptional one. Besides, the makeup from Elegante group was the talk of the town recently. Iris was going to request two sets from her cousin. She did not expect Leon to have prepared the makeup and given it to them in advance. It was exactly the gift that she wanted. You're so smart to be giving me a gift that's mine. Iris looked at Leon with an interesting look. She knew the makeup was specially curated by him. They had a better effect. It was a thoughtful idea that Leon would give one set to her. More or less, she was touched by it. All right. Let's hurry up and train. Iris urged. Wait. There's no need to rush. Leon took out a white jade bottle and took out three energy nurturing pills. Iris looked at it and asked curiously, "What are those?" "This is energy nurturing pill. It can increase your true energy and speed up the training," Leon explained briefly. "Increase true energy? Why haven't I heard of this before?" "Leon, do you have any bad intentions with me and Iris? Is that why you deliberately take out these weird pills to cheat us?" Louisa accused. From that accusation, Iris put her alert on high and looked at Leon cautiously. "How's that possible? Do you think I'm that type of person?" Leon did not know whether to laugh or cry. Louisa took a good look at Leon and nodded, "Yes. Otherwise, why would I call you Leon?" Leon was speechless. "All right, Lausia, that's enough. Leon's being kind to us. Why did you treat him like an evil person?" Chapter 324. Iris covered her mouth and laughed. She could not help and save Leon when she saw Leon was stupefied because of Louisa. "Iris, I'm just kidding with him. Why are you in a hurry to protect him? You're not in a relationship with him anyway," Louisa giggled and started to make fun of Iris. "Nonsense. I'm not protecting him." Iris's cheek became rosy as she felt embarrassed by what Louisa said. "Oh? I thought you're feeling sorry for him." Iris continued like a child daring to do great mischief. You keep on talking rubbish. I don't want to speak with you anymore." Iris was so shy that she gave Louisa a fierce glare. After that, she took an energy nurturing pill and ate it. Looking at Iris's exquisite and pretty face, Leon was attracted to it. He secretly gave Louisa a thumbs, complimented in his heart, "Louisa's so awesome. She didn't fail my expectation," up and Louisa winked and both of them said nothing about it. After the round of jokes, three of them each took an energy nurturing pill. The pill melted as soon as they put it in their mouths. It turned into pure true energy that flowed right into their bodies. "Wow. I think it's working. Leon, where'd you get this good stuff?" Louisa knew quite a lot of things about martial arts. Nonetheless, she never expected there would be an alchemical pill that could increase true energy. Her eyes glowed as she quickly had her eyes fixed on the white jade bottle in Leon's hand. Leon learned his lessons after Cynthia's incident. He was alerted immediately. "Louisa, your power level is too low. You can only take one in 2 or 3 days. You can't take more." "Oh, is that so? I thought it can help me be stronger if I take more," Louisa said sadly. "You have to train hard. There's no shortcut in training." Leon rolled his eyes. After that, the three of them sat down with their legs crossed and started to absorb the effect of the energy nurturing pill they ate. The effect of the pill was better if the person's power level was lower. With the help of the premium energy nurturing pill, their power level significantly improved. Nonetheless, they were still far from leveling. After all, there was no use rushing too. Besides, the two girls already spent the whole night training in Leon's bedroom last night. It was inappropriate for them to spend every night in a man's bedroom even though they were just training. Thus, after training for 2 to 3 hours, Iris used the excuse that Louisa had school tomorrow and dragged Louisa back to their rooms to sleep. Although Louisa was reluctant, she knew she could not overtrain. With the help of the energy nurturing pill, they only needed to train for 2 to 3 hours a day. Overtraining would only do more harm than good. Leon had the same thought too. They only needed to train 2 to 3 hours before bedtime and spent 2 to 3 hours on sage art after getting up in the morning. They could do whatever they want for the rest of the time. It was essential to balance the resting time and training time to level up a person's mind. Once your mind was well trained, it would be easier when you are stuck in the bottleneck. Otherwise, it would be a waste of time and effort no matter how hard you train. For the rest of the days, Leon would go to the Sheer Mansion to create beauty pills, life, prolonging pills, styptic pills, and so on in the evening. He had to make those preparations for his new company. During the nighttime, he would accompany Iris and Louisa with their training. Sometimes, he would give his guidance to them. Those were relaxing days. Chapter 325. That was not all. With help from Louisa, his relationship with Iris was becoming closer. They spent much of their time together and their affection for each other grew. The only thing left was the right timing and opportunity. It was a Saturday. Leon and Iris were not working and Louisa did not need to go to school. "Iris, since it's Saturday, why don't we go shopping and watch a movie?" Louisa crackled and grabbed Iris's arm. "That's right. I heard there's a comedy on air that's pretty good. We can go and watch it," Leon quickly agreed with the suggestion. He got the hint and knew Louisa was helping him to create an opportunity. Other than being a little quirky, his future cousin-in-law treated him quite well. "All right." After a little hesitation, Iris nodded and agreed. It would be considered a date if she had to go shopping and watch a movie with Leon alone. She probably would reject the suggestion with her reserved personality. However, it was a different story if three people were going together. She did not need to consider too much. They left the mansion and drove toward the cinema. In the cinema, their seats were next to each other. Louisa chose to sit on the left side of the three seats first. Iris had no choice and sat in the middle. Therefore, Leon sat next to her on her right side. The most important thing about watching a movie in the cinema was the atmosphere. Those who patronized the cinema were either young married couples, dating couples, or best friends. As the lights were switched off, the hall was pitch dark. The atmosphere was starting to become quite subtle. This was the first time Leon asked Iris out on a date to watch a movie. He was slightly excited about it. Although he was quite dumb in romance, he was not an idiot. He knew he should not wait for the girl to make the move. As a gentleman, he should be the one making the move first. Since Louisa created an opportunity for him, it was up to him to treasure and use the opportunity wisely. He gritted his teeth and secretly extended his hand to go past Iris's back and placed it on her soft and thin waist to hug her lightly. Iris's body trembled and her heart skipped a beat when she felt Leon's warm hand. It never occurred to her that Leon would have the courage to harass her in the dark. The first thought was to struggle away. However, Leon did not let her go and hugged her tighter instead. "Scumbag," Iris was angry and ashamed. She thought of kicking Leon, but having Luisa beside her, she did not dare to do anything impulsive to disturb and alarm Luisa. That was not the point. The main point was human beings are emotional creatures. As they spent day and night together, both of them experienced many things together. She did not notice it, but she slowly developed feelings for Leon deep down in her heart gradually. Due to the difference in their family background, she tried hard to restrain her feelings and kept a distance from Leon. After Leon took the initiative to disturb her persistent heart, her feelings were a mess now. She just could not bear to reject Leon's sweet gesture. Forget about it. Just let him be. I'll settle with him after we finish the movie, she thought. She pretended to be calm and comforted herself in her heart. Nevertheless, her red and burning ears betrayed her and showed her real feelings. Luckily, they were in the dark. She did not have to worry that someone would find out about her shyness and anxiety. Chapter 326. Back in Sullivan Mansion. Samuel and Brody were both in the living room. Dad, didn't you say you hired some people to deal with Leon? It has been days. Why is there no news yet? Brody asked anxiously. Don't panic. You need to have patience with everything. I've hired the winged tiger, Xander Long, this time. He's much more powerful and has more influence than Mason. It's an easy job for him to go deal with Leon, that loser, Samuel said while brewing a cup of coffee. Although he never saw how powerful Leon was, he knew for a fact that Xander was a leader in the gangster world. Xander also had support from the Northern King. No matter how powerful Leon was, he was still just one man. He could never be able to defeat Xander. Yes, you're right. Brody nodded and felt more assured. At that moment, someone was walking over in a hurry. The butler strode in from outside. Master, there's someone by the name of Xander Long asking to see you. He said it's urgent, Xander Long is here. Samuel was stunned. Nonetheless, he quickly thought of something and laughed out loud. Brody, did you hear that? Xander's paying us a visit in person. I bet the job's done. You don't have to worry anymore. Brody was joyful. That's right. It seems like the winged tiger is really strong. Let's go and welcome him together with me. He's a gang leader. We shouldn't be rude. Samuel stood up. Although the Sullivans were a second-tier family, they were still rich and powerful, but Xander was not weak too. Xander had support from the Northern King, who was not any lesser than the first-tier family. Therefore, Samuel did not dare to act arrogantly toward Xander. There's no need to go welcome me. I'm already here. After a cold snort, Xander entered the living room aggressively together with two of his men wearing green tops. Xander, please sit. Samuel put a bright smile on his face and greeted with affection to ask Xander to sit on the sofa. After a few moments of greetings, Samuel took the initiative to ask, Xander, I wonder why you come to visit me. Do you have good news for me about that kid, Leon? F**ck your good news. You sure know how to stir up my anger with that. Xander said angrily. His face looked terrible, especially when he reminisced about what happened previously. Why? Did something happen? Samuel and Brody were shocked. The smile on their faces froze and they had a bad hunch. Yes. I was about to kill that kid and Mason. Then Harvey came out of nowhere and ruined it, Xander said vengefully as he told them what happened briefly. After he was smacked by Harvey, he suffered an internal injury. It took him some days to rest at home to recover partially. Harvey? Isn't Leon a loser who just got divorced? How did he be affiliated with one of the four influential families, the Shears? Samuel was stunned. He could not believe his ears. How'd I know? Mr. Sullivan, what a nice guy you are. The information you gave clearly stated that the kid is an imbecile. In the end, he turned out to be close with the Shears. Did you deliberately screw me? Xander's face looked gloomy and his tone was harsh and mean. If the Sullivans were not rich, powerful, and had a good network, he would have turned against Samuel and Brody right now. Chapter 327. Dad, I think I know what happened. That kid went to the flea market and bought a jade stone. He was lucky enough to end up with an imperial green jade. After that, he sold it to Elder Shear. Brody thought about it and quickly told his dad about Leon buying a jade stone. He thought the transaction between Leon and Benedict was in cash term and they were no longer related. It was in his wildest dream that the Shears would help Leon. It was just too unbelievable. So, that's why. Samuel and Xander finally understood how Leon would get to know the Shears. Especially Xander. At first, he thought Leon was from the Shears, so he was slightly scared. Now that he knew Leon had a bit of dumb luck and knew Benedict, his hanging heart was finally able to rest. After all, cash deal was too common. It could not prove anything. The Shears would also not help Leon all the time just because of a small relationship like that. It was just impractical. Their thoughts were in the right direction. However, they did not know Leon helped the Shears countless times. The relationship between Leon and the Shears was far thicker than they imagined. Xander, it's my mistake for not providing the full and accurate information to you. Let me apologize to you. But don't you worry. That kid's just having some dumb luck. The Shears did their part by helping him once. They are not going to help him for the second time. It's impossible that he will forever be that lucky. Samuel said. You're right, but nothing is impossible. No one can guarantee that the Shears will never help him anymore. Anyway, this is too risky. Please hire someone else to do the job. Xander waved his hand. It looked like he was about to withdraw himself from the job and not help the Sullivans to kill Leon anymore. Don't. Xander, I know you have support from the Northern King. His power isn't any lesser than the Shears. If the Shears want to help Leon, they won't do so because of you and the Northern King, Samuel buttered up. Leon caused all of the makeup chain stores from Sullivan Enterprises to be closed down for investigation. The Sullivans lost a couple of million due to that. Samuel was not able to let Leon go so easily. Of course. Other people might be afraid of the Shears but not the Northern King. Xander smiled proudly. The four major families were the top, class influential family in Springfield City but the Northern King and the Southern King were the kings in the gangster world. On the bright side, the four major families could be slightly overtaking the Northern King and the Southern King. However, both parties were equally the same when you compared them eye to eye. Either of them could easily defeat the others. Xander was under the Northern King. He was not afraid of people like Harvey. However, that did not mean he would purposely go and offend him. Despite that, Leon was not from the Shears family and he was not a Shears too. Killing Leon meant nothing to him. Mr. Sullivan. I'll be frank. I can continue with the job of killing Leon. But $3 million is too low, Xander said. Samuel offered to pay him $3 million to kill Leon in the first place. Now that Xander knew Leon had some connection with the Shears, he could not accept that price anymore. This was the main purpose why he visited the Sullivans today. He was here to negotiate the price. I'll add another $3 million and make it $6 million. What about that? Only then did Samuel understand why Xander deliberately put on a show. Xander's main purpose was to increase the price. He secretly scolded Xander as a sneaky and despicable man in his heart. Chapter 328. $9 million. That's the price I'm looking for. If you can't accept it, then you'll have to get someone else to do the job, Xander said persistently. This. Fine. Samuel hesitated and still nodded his head to agree with the price. Although $9 million was not a small amount of money, it was nothing to Sullivan Enterprises. As long as Xander could kill Leon on behalf of Samuel and Brody, the money was well spent. Mr. Long, let me remind you something. Leon is quite powerful and not an easy person to kill. But he has just gotten himself a new girlfriend. If you use his girlfriend, it'll be a lot easier, Brody hesitated and told Xander about Janice. Good. Very good. This is important information. Thank you for providing such valuable information. Don't worry. I'll kill that kid. I promise I won't let you down, Xander laughed. As the old saying went, human beings die in pursuit of wealth and birds die in pursuit of food. Everything in the gangster world was prioritized by money. It was normal to do extreme measures in pursuit of money. Brody suggested a good idea for him. On the contrary, he did not put it in his mind when Brody mentioned that Leon was quite powerful. He saw Leon once, so he reckoned Leon would not be that powerful since Leon was so young. One more thing. I had a deep grudge against him. If you catch him, don't kill him yet. I'll like to torment him myself. Otherwise, I will have a hard time clearing the anger in my heart. Brody said viciously. Sure. That's not a problem. Xander agreed swiftly. Back to the cinema. After the movie was over, Leon, Iris, and Louisa left the cinema. The smile on Leon's face never disappeared after he thought back about how he hugged Iris intimately in the dark. He felt so excited and felt like he was walking on a cloud. Since Iris did not reject him hugging her, it meant that she accepted him. All things came to those who waited. From this moment on, the relationship between him and Iris finally improved significantly. He just needed to find a chance to confess his feelings to her and a high chance that his confession would be returned in favor. This was his current biggest wish. It excited him very much to know that his wish was about to come true. Hey, jerk. Why are you smiling like an idiot? How come I never realize you are so annoying? Iris asked. Her face was blushing. She knew why Leon was gloating. At that moment, she was so embarrassed that she became furious. She stepped on Leon's feet vehemently and walked away to the front while holding her proud and beautiful face up high. Leon gasped because of painfulness. He finally toned down a little and stopped acting so snobbish. Hey, Leon. What's wrong? Extreme joy begets sorrow. Louisa moved over and smiled sneakily. She purposely created this opportunity for Leon. Thus, she monitored Leon's movements all the time and saw how bold and reckless Leon was. The only one hidden in the dark was Iris. She kept uncovering it because she was afraid Leon's movement would disturb Louisa. Nevertheless, she did not know Louisa watched the whole time. If Iris found out about it, anger would rise in her like a tide. Louisa, thank you for creating this opportunity. You're the best, Leon smiled gratefully. You're welcome. I think Iris has always been so lonely. She does need someone to accompany her and give her happiness. Chapter 329. If you want to thank me, you need to love her and don't treat her badly when you successfully make her your girlfriend. Louisa smiled and squinted her eyes into the shape of a crescent moon. The reason why she would continue to help Leon was that she could tell Iris has feelings toward Leon. Besides, she thought Leon was a nice guy and merely matched with Iris. No matter how foolish she was, would never sell her cousin to anyone so easily. Don't worry. I'm afraid I don't know how to show my love to her to think about how to treat her badly, Leon guaranteed. Remember what you said today. If you dare to bully her, I'll never forgive you. Louisa swung her fist to threaten Leon. Iris, who was walking in the front, finally noticed something was wrong. She looked back curious, Louisa, what are you two talking about? Nothing. Leon was just saying how pretty you look today, Louisa giggled. Tsk. What rubbish are you talking about? Iris blushed. Her mind suddenly thought of how Leon forced his way to hug her in the cinema. I did think he was a gentleman. Guess all men are equally bad, she thought. I'm not talking nonsense. You can ask Leon if you don't believe me, Louisa joked. Louisa's right. You always look so beautiful like a goddess every day. Leon complimented from the bottom of his heart as he looked at Iris with his fiery eyes. I can't be bothered to talk with you two. Iris's face blushed even more as she got butterflies flying in her stomach. She knew she and Leon did not belong to the same world and they did not have any chance to be together. Regardless of that, his compliment sounded like the most romantic words in this world. She loved to hear it because it made her heart sweet like honey. Iris, let's go shopping since we finished the movie. Louisa hopped over and grabbed Iris's arm intimately. Leon looked at it with envy. He wondered when could he be like Louisa. To be able to hold Iris's arm in public and legitimately. That must be a wonderful feeling. The three of them arrived at the shopping mall. Very soon, Leon became the slave to hold the shopping hall. Both Iris and Louisa were not from poor families, they did not need to consider money when it was time for them to shop. Especially Louisa. She would buy anything that she liked or had an interest in. Since the two of them were such beautiful girls, there would be a commotion happening everywhere they were. They had no idea how much attention they attracted. Although Leon was just their slave, he soon became someone the men were jealous of. Every man dreaded to replace themselves with him. It pleased him very much, and holding their shopping hall did not seem like a hard job anymore. Happy moments were always short. The three of them stayed out until it was the evening. After that, they returned home satisfyingly. On the second day, Leon gave Janice a call. He was going to give two sets of makeup from the Elegante group to fulfill his promise to her. Happy Garden was a common commercial area in Springfield City. It was where Janice and her family stayed. Her parents were both white, collar workers. Her family was just like any other ordinary family. Not a wealthy or a poor family. Janice was in her bedroom. After she finished talking to Leon, she went to her dressing table and purposely put on the short evening dress with tassels that Leon bought for her. She also put on simple makeup on her face. Chapter 330. A lady would make up to appease herself. Since Leon was about to come to find her, she wished to present the most beautiful side of her to him. Honestly speaking, she had no idea why she would have that thought in her mind. Maybe because all women want to be pretty, she thought. Suddenly, her mother walked into her room and looked at her daughter doubtfully. "Janice, I thought you don't like to wear makeup. Why are you putting makeup on all of a sudden when it is near noon? Are you going out?" her mother asked curiously. "No. My friend's coming over," she replied with a smile. "A friend? A guy or a girl?" her mother thought of something. "A guy," Janice answered without thinking much. "Is he your boyfriend? When did you have a boyfriend? Why didn't you tell me and your father?" Her mother's eyes twinkled as she was excited. Janice's face blushed. "Mother, you think too much. I don't have a boyfriend. Leon's just my college mate." "He's not my boyfriend, college mate." "That's good. You both already have a deep understanding of each other. It doesn't matter if he is not your boyfriend now. It's the same if that happens in the future," her mother said meaningfully with a smile. Janice blushed even more. She said, "Mother, don't talk nonsense. He's just my good friend. We have a pure friendship." "What pure friendship? How old are you? Haven't you realized what situation you are in? Our neighbor's daughter, who is the same age as you, is already a mother with a toddler who knows how to walk. Look at you. You don't even have a boyfriend. Your father and I are really worried," her mother scolded. "Come on. I've been busy with work after graduation. I have no time to be in a relationship." "You shouldn't blame me," Janice said sadly. She was always the traditional type. Studying was her priority when she was in college. Therefore, she never had a boyfriend. After her graduation, she did think about looking for a boyfriend. However, she was lucky enough to be offered a good job. In the end, she focused all of her attention on work and did not have the time to look for a boyfriend. "Stop using work as an excuse. I'm warning you. You are already 25 years old this year. You need to get yourself a boyfriend. Why don't we do it this way? Bring your college mate back home later. Your father and I can help you check him out. If he looks decent and has good manners, you can agree to his courtship and try dating him. I'm not going to allow you to be single anymore," her mother persisted. She knew her daughter was very pretty and many people liked to date her. Therefore, she took it wrongly and thought Leon was also pursuing Janice. Most importantly, this was the first time her daughter took the initiative to bring a guy back home. She would not miss this great opportunity. "Mother, you've misunderstood. Leon and I are not what you think," Janice felt helpless. Before she could finish talking, her mother cut her off. "I don't care whether it's a misunderstanding or what. If you don't get yourself a boyfriend, then I'll ask other people to arrange blind dates for you next week," her mother said angrily. "Fine, I understand." Janice sighed and did not want to stay to be lectured by her mother. She left the house early to go downstairs to wait for Leon.